بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تليس حديث عن أبي سراعة عقبة بن حارث عقبة بن الحارث رضي الله عنه قال صليت وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة العصر فسلم ثم قام مسرعا فتخطى رقاب الناس إلى بعض حجر نسائه ففزع الناس من سرعته فخرج عليهم فرأى أنهم قد عجبوا من سرعته قال ذكرت شيئا من تبر عندنا فكرهت أن تحبسني فأمرت بقسمته رواه البخاري. وفي رواية له كنت خلفت في البيت تبرا من الصدقة فكرهت أن أبيته. Hazrat Uqba ibn Harith radiyallahu anhu narrated, I offered Asr Salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina Sharif. He completed the Salah and stood up hastily, stepping over the shoulders of people as he headed for one of the rooms of his wives. This hadith is, mashallah, got many, many, many lessons, like the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Asr Salah with Sahaba. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu says that after the Asr Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and he rushed hastily, stepping over the shoulders of people, and he rushed to one of the rooms of one of his wives. So the people were alarmed by his haste. They were alarmed by his haste. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wouldn't normally do like this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, his walk also was such a beautiful walk. It wasn't too slow. It wasn't too fast. It was a swift walk. It had some beauty about the walk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here when they see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rushing like this immediately after the Asr Salah, to such an extent that he even went over the shoulders of the people, so this surprised Sahaba that this must be some matter that is very, very serious. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he emerged after some time and saw that they were surprised by his haste. Now Sahaba was surprised by this. So when he came out of the room, Sahaba was surprised. So he could see from their faces that they were surprised by his haste. He said, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained himself now. Now this also is teaches us something, is that when we find people that are surprised or they worried, they concerned that something has happened, what we should be doing now is explaining to them why we did something like this, why we rushed off, why a person immediately just shot off after namaz, or something else, why he was racing, something so the people at ease, was there some emergency, was there something we could have helped with, is there something that he may have needed. So a person is at ease. Now, this is just one example. Like that, there are so many times people are concerned, they are worried, but we should put them at ease. Sometimes a child goes out of the home to late at night with his friends. The parents are uncomfortable, they are worried, they don't know where the child is. So all these things, look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just saw the expression of Sahaba that they were concerned at his haste. So immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he explained what was the haste all about. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I remembered some gold nuggets in our possession and I did not want them to distract me from the worship of Allah. So I ordered that they be given away in charity. Now this was what was the haste all about, was there were some gold coins that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had at home. He didn't want those gold coins to distract him in his ibadat. So therefore he rushed and ordered that this be given away in charity, so that it doesn't remain there any longer to distract him from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine now what was the haste all about? So one thing we learn from here is that when there's work to do, a person does it immediately. He doesn't delay anything. Yeah, if you look at it, it would have been just a matter of minutes. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's habit was after Asr, he would go to visit the Mubarak wives, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, he would go and visit them. And if he waited a little longer till the people woke up and he went at his normal, it would just have been a matter of minutes. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even want to delay that little bit with anything that can distract him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore he rushed off. In another riwayat it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I left behind some gold nuggets of charity at home and I did not want to spend the night with them in my possession. That these things I would mean, they needed to be disposed of. Somebody had given me charity to dispose of. I didn't want this charity to remain there without me disposing. So we learn two things from here. is that we can give somebody our charity so that they can dispose on our behalf. Number one. Number two, we learn is if we got things like this amanat, then we don't delay in discharging that amanat. Often you find it that people give the zakat to organizations. The thing is lying in organization in the reserves for years and it is not discharged. So those that have got money of others and even their own, discharge it immediately, don't delay it. Yeah, you can see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed so that this doesn't get delayed. One other lesson we learn from here is that anything that can distract us from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should get rid of, something that we should discard. Nowadays you find how often it happens that a person is watching the cricket or following on the radio or something he's got, so he's getting the news that is coming to him. Immediately he's going for namaz, and immediately after namaz again he's rushing. Is it, what is the score a person is? So now these things are distracting a person from salah, yet we are encouraging it. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was sadaqah that he had to distribute, or this was thing, money that he had there. But yet he made it a point of immediately, let's get this out of the way. So nothing can distract me from my worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we have to ask ourselves, sometimes a person is looking at his phone, just before he comes into the masjid, he's seeing all those messages, all the news that is coming in, this that is coming in. So the mind is already preoccupied. It's already distracting him from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he finishes his namaz and he goes out, immediately again that phone is out looking at the messages again. So we have to ask ourselves, are these things distracting us from the true worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if they are, then we should make some arrangements to see that they are far away from us, or they are only used at the time of need and not more than that. So we don't have anything with us, we don't get involved in anything that will distract us from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful akhlaq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us and showed us. Don't get involved in these things that can distract you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also at home to recite Suratul Kahf. And should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Make it a point. Many people complain every week that many people are not reading the Sunnat Salat after the Farz Salat. So we should make it a point also reading our Sunnat Salat. This is a Mubarak day. The more good actions that are done in this day, the better it is for us. And lastly, we should make it a point of taking advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. So we should take out extra time to make du'a. الله تعالى يجيب استوفيك ومكي عمل سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.